Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in on the Daily Dose on this Wednesday. So good to be with you. Man, I just got to tell you, what an amazing privilege it is. It just hit me looking into this camera and knowing how many of you are out there are clicking on this, that we've been given this amazing gift to teach the Word of God on the weekend, to walk through it during the week. It's not lost on me. It really isn't. I am humbled, amazed, blown away that a cretin like me is allowed to do this at this stage in my life today. It's ridiculous. And if you watch the message this week, and man, I really hope you did, we went into Titus as this quick startup guide on Christianity. One of the things that's hitting me is instead of just verse by verse, we're hitting big picture books, things jump out differently. I've talked the first couple days in the Daily Dose on chapter 1. Let me just read you a couple lines from chapter 2. Can I do that? Chapter 1 is pick great leaders by their godliness and their character, and here's the list. And we hit that yesterday. I hope you're still praying about your list today. Here's my deficiencies, God. I want to keep these at the forefront. I hope you're still praying about Monday. Who in my life needs to be in your kingdom? Let me be intentional about that. What are the areas of my life I need to be more like you? Give me your spirit on that. And then chapter 2. Verse 1. You must teach what is in accordance with sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled. See, now Paul says, Titus, for everyone in your church, old men, old women, young men, young women, for wherever you work, here's what I need you to have them do. And one is to be self-controlled. I'm going to turn the page now to verse 5. When it's talking about training younger women, it says, train them to be self-controlled and pure. When it gets to verse 6, it says, similarly, encourage young men to be self-controlled in everything, set them as an example. In verse 14, it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people. It teaches us to say no to our ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled. Is there a theme in chapter 2? I never caught it before in the book of Titus, but reading through it, I'm like, whoa, older, younger, workplace, in our life, be self-controlled, 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 self-controlled. Now, I know Paul's writing to an island of Crete. It was a little place of Bonkersville. People were out of control on the island of Crete. We caught a little bit of that in our message this weekend. But this, I think this applies to all of us. How do we become more self-controlled? And I think the key to that is found in verse 4, chapter 3. When the kindness and love of our God and Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of God's great mercy, He saved us through the washing and rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that having been saved, having been justified by His grace, we may become heirs, sons, daughters, heirs in the kingdom of God, having the hope of eternal life. Be self-controlled, be self-controlled, be self-controlled, be self-controlled, be self-controlled. You know how we do that? We weren't self-controlled. There is no righteousness that we have done, but God poured out His grace and mercy. And with that, He poured out His Holy Spirit on us and in us so that we can become children of God and so that we would act like, look like children of God. My bet is almost every single one of us has an area where we need more self-control. You got a toddler? Enough said. You got a tyrant as a boss? Enough said. You got difficult people you work with? Enough said. You got difficult people that work with you? Enough said. You live at home with anyone but yourself? You're going to work with self-control. You ever function anywhere with any other broken human being in the world, you're going to have self-control issues. They might not be violent temper. They might not be explosive language, but you're going to have areas of like, man, just self-control. I love looking at passage 2 and 3 together and looking at, he's pleading with this new young church. Be self-controlled, 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 self-controlled. And here's why. Be controlled by the Spirit. Be controlled by the Spirit. When you and I live our days and our minds, not centered on the things of the earth, but by the Spirit, it's what Paul writes in Romans 7 and 8. If your mind is of the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh. If your mind is of the Spirit, you'll reap of the Spirit. What is your mindset on daily? The things of the temporary kingdom, the things of my kingdom, or His kingdom? Is my mind according to Chris or according to Christ? The more my mindset daily is on God, the things that are eternal, and God, what do you want me to be and what do you want me to do? I promise you, we're going to have that outpouring of the Spirit and the Spirit of God in our life, and you will find, wow, I've become a person of much more self-control. As you pray on Monday of, God, who's in my life that needs to know you? As you pray yesterday, God, here's a list of deficiencies. Make me stronger and better by your Spirit. Today in all things, may we just pray, God, in the area of self-control, may I be controlled by you and your Spirit, not me, because I do a lousy job of controlling self if it's not by your Spirit. We'll see you guys tomorrow.